Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. On the line with us is Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good Tuesday morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Not so great news in the paper. We start with the death of a Marine, 26-year-old, from Mechanicville.
Yes, Anthony Denier, who served in 3rd Marines, 9th Battalion, was killed in a firefight on Saturday after a car bomb tried to drive onto a military base. He joined the Marines about 18 months ago and had last talked to his mother, Mary Morgan, on Saturday night, saying how well he was doing in Afghanistan and had promised to phone her in the morning. She awoke early that day, but her son's call never came. An hour later, she heard that knock on the door and spotted two uniformed officers at her apartment door. Later in the day, she told reporters that she was extremely proud of her son and just recounted the shocking story that had happened that day. He was a graduate of Mechanicville High School, and he had lived with his mother in Mechanicville until joining the Marines just 18 months ago, according to family members.
To another tragedy where two students at Shenandoah High School were killed in a car crash.
Yeah, students and faculty at Shenandoah High School in southern Saratoga County wore green, that's the school colors, on Monday to be a tribute to Chris Stewart and Dina Rivers, two seniors who were in the car that rolled over after another car crashed into the rear of it. Authorities said the students were in the car and the students did nothing wrong. It was the car behind it that caused the crash. Meanwhile, this 10 p.m. accident on Saturday night remains under investigation, and the driver of the car is facing manslaughter charges.
Speaking of investigations, your political reporter of state politics, Jimmy Vielkind, has the latest on the recount coming from the 46th Senate District in New York.
Yeah, in that race, Republican George Amendola is leading his Democratic challenger, opponent, Celia Katchik, by 111 votes, but there are still 887 votes that need to be counted. The attorneys representing the Republican Amador have lodged initial objections to over three-quarters of those disputed ballots. Now, a judge in Montgomery County says he's inclined to hear the meat of mostly Republican-brought challenges on these absentee and affidavit ballots. So he's going to be opening each one. He's given a minor victory to the Republicans by letting them challenge the residency and other legitimacy of the absentee ballots. Democrats had argued that those matters were not open for discussion because the County Board of Elections had already looked at these issues, but the Republicans cited some earlier court decisions and the judge went along, and it'll be a while more before we know who won the election and, by extension, who controls the New York State Senate.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. You can go to timesunion.com for more or just pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, David.